crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Jack, this is Jack Bauer. I've only got 60 seconds to speak, but I've got a major problem.
What can we do for you, Jack?
I've got nowhere to plug in to recharge my cell phone.
Oh, now, you know what? That's a valid point.
Yeah.
Although he'll find it.
Yeah.
Code name, Boxcar Willie.
That was funny. His code name, and a tribute to the late Boxcar
Willie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I got a question in reference to 24.
Yes, sir.
What happened to the pilot that stole the plane? They never explained him. Did they have, you know, where he went?
Yeah, that's another loose end. That was the guy that was supposed to get a free ticket, like, to some... Wasn't he going to leave the country and have millions of dollars wired to his account? The Air Force guy that hijacked...
But didn't he get shot down? He got shot down, right?
Did he?
I don't remember.
That's the thing about 24.
So
I don't
much
know.
Happens.
I don't know.
Did they get him after he shot? Because they knew.
I don't remember.
They knew where he was.
Yeah. I really don't remember.
But this show does have a habit of leaving loose ends untied.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, thank you. Who knows? Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air. And hold on. Hold on. I don't know if that's that or the fact that that computer. Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Toast again.
That one, down. Down for the count. Down goes Frasier.
The other one's still up and running. It's a touchy touchscreen.
But this one over here.
Humphreys has 1,300 seats.
So there's that.
This just in.
Okay, fix the goddamn computer.
All right, one thing at a time.
First Humphreys, now
you
this.
Are an asshat.
No.
You are an asshat. How long have you been over there toiling away on that little formula?
That was handed off by our research staff.
Handed off to him.
Was that the other asshat in the other room?
I say nothing.
Between his bites of chicken?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Rolling Stones suck.
Oh, hey. Them's fighting words, Mike.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, okay. I wanted to let you know that Humphreys place that Hart's playing at?
Yes.
That's the old quarterback's little sports bar. It's about the same as the fair.
Does that have about 1,300 seats?
All right, I'm putting a moratorium on picking on Hart.
Why?
I'm defending Heart today.
Why?
They're my favorite band ever. I love Heart. I do. And stop picking on them.
I heart Heart.
Really I don't care
them,
if they play Wendy's.
If you really love them, you'd have a heart on. If you really did, you would have a heart.
I'd be right wearing there, it right now.
On your sleeve. On your sleeve.
Yes, of course.
Or on your trousers.
Humphreys. Stan Humphreys.
Then you'd have a heart on your sleeve. Yes. On your trousers.
On my trousers. On my sensible slacks.
Let's say, look at Mike's trousers.
Look at all these people picking on Heart.
He has a heart on.
Crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is completely off the subject of 24. I called it right in the beginning just to let you know there's a couple of asshats up in Baltimore. We're talking smack at the end of the show about you guys a little bit.
Listen, how do we say this? You know, I guess I was ready to get into something with them, but after doing some research, really not worth it.
Well, they took a shot at Buzz a little bit, though.
Of course.
That's all right. Now, we'll send Buzz up there. Yeah, sorry.
You know, I'll they are just, really, I've done the same thing because I didn't know, even more so than you, I didn't even know that they really existed.
I think they'd lied to me one time, you know, saying they were huge fans and then done this crap. But they are
screwed.
So small potatoes.
We got other,
I don't think they're going to be around that long.
We've got other real radio wars to fight in the future.
Amen.
Wouldn't it make sense for them to say good things about a show that's coming on the same channel?
Of course it would, unless you want to be a rebel, unless you want to drive around in your Yugo right now listening to the radio hoping that this very call gets through and that we mention them.
Jesus, I've seen them. They're little man boys.
They're building a radio reputation as hooligans, thunks, pugs.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you, these are guys who obviously will... You just push the envelope.
Right.
Push it all the way. Ooh, took a shot at Buzz today.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I think they suck. You guys rule.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, now them's fighting words.
Yeah.
Them is fighting words.
Arr.
You know, my only bitch with that guy, and I thought I made it already, was about his allegiance to whatever company he's working
at. But see, when we challenged him directly, they waited a while when they thought they could sneak one in under the radar.
And then they attacked the weak member of the pack.
The straggler. The straggling.
That's right. Well, I'm trying to think of it at when I was watching the Discovery Channel. The yak. The stray yak with a bad knee.
That's me.
Buzz the yak.
The water buffalo that is left behind at the hole.
Yakety yak. Hello, Don and Mike show.
have a celebrity death report.
Yak, which also is puke.
Mm-hmm.
Did you yak?
Yeah, yak. I've used that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, who is it? Do we know?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
Go ahead.
It's Tony the Tiger.
The voice of Tony the Tiger.
Right.
And the Grinch.
Great. You know what I felt for that guy today? Absolutely nothing. But when they did the... Thank you for the call.
The Grinch, Buzz. I thought the Grinch was Boris Karloff.
It was, but the singing was done by this guy, Tony the Tiger.
You're a mean one.
That's it. Great.
Oh,
same
wow.
guy.
But when they did the bio for him at the end of the newscast...
Mm-hmm.
All they put up was Tony the Tiger's picture.
Yeah.
They didn't put the real guy. So it's like Tony the Tiger died. That's why I said, I don't care. You know, Tony the Tiger ain't real.
It's kind of a drag.
Just the guy.
It is.
Just the guy.
At least with Mel Blanc, when he died, they put his picture up.
Now, was it natural causes or was it a serial killer?
Hello, Don and Mike show. They got the APB out on Count Chocula. Hello.
That really frosts me.
Come on, Sugar Bear. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know, Mike needs to pay more attention because I heard Hart is playing Hank's Look Around Cafe in late July.
Hey, what are you, some kind of flake?
Hello, Don. You're still doing that. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you doing? Did you guys notice how at the end of 24, that scene... When Jack's walking away, didn't it remind you of the Incredible Hulk sequence with the very end of the TV show, the little music in the background?
That took an awfully long time to get that out.
Dude, I normally even enjoy stuff like that, but I don't even remember the Incredible Hulk, except that it was, you know, my favorite Martian and Dufarindo, but I don't remember how that one ended.
No.
No one here does.
But I'll see you at the convention.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Hulk. Bye, Hulk, buddy.
Bye, David Banner.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Bye, Green Eyes. Hello.
Hi. Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you can. What would you like to speak to them about?
It's a good Hart story.
Good. Well, how good is it?
It's pretty damn good.
Come on now.
I actually got to meet the lead guitarist for Hart.
Well, I don't know. Do you think Don and Mike want to hear about this?
Well, I ended up calling him a pedophile.
I don't know if they would think that's funny or not.
No,
what do you think?
That's not funny.
Not funny. No, I'm sorry. We can't put you through.
All right.
Why did you call him a pedophile?
Well, because my girlfriend's 10 years older than I am, and he was married. He got remarried to another woman who was from Czechoslovakia. It was like 27.
Nothing wrong with that.
And so I got a little bit drunk and started telling him how he was a pedophile.
Okay.
Like my old lady.
How did the date end?
Oh, he was fine with it.
I really don't think...
He was
think
fine
I,
with it. Great story.
I don't think that Don and Mike would want to hear this.
I don't think that's airworthy.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
How long have you been listening to the show, though? Let me do a little research here. How long have you been listening?
I've been listening for on and off for about 5 years.
Great.
I'm from the Central Coast, and we lost you for a while, so I just found out you guys were back on probably 6 months ago.
Central Coast, which is where? Was that Tampa? Tampa Bay?
No, I'm sorry. California.
California.
California, somewhere between Sacramento and San Francisco?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your age?
LA.
May I ask your age?
Me?
Yes.
29.
May I ask, you drive a foreign or domestic automobile?
Foreign.
The Don and Mike show, would you consider it on an everyday basis to be a 1 through 10?
10.
A 10. So you would consider yourself to be either a fan, a mega fan, or just a casual listener?
I'd be a fan.
A fan.
A big fan.
Yeah, I'm not a mega fan for anything.
But you would be a big fan of this show, of the Don and Mike show?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you still want to get through and get put on the air?
No, that's all right.
Why?
Why? Tell us why.
I mean, now, you see, what we do is screen the calls to make sure that, even though they take on-screen calls, to make sure that every once in a while there's someone who really digs the show.
Oh, I gotcha.
So if we put you through, don't tell them the boring stuff. Just tell them how much you like the show.
No, you know, I'll just wait. I appreciate it,
though. Well, can I just tell you, they're desperate for calls like that. They hardly ever get someone like you, you know, well-educated.
Can you help me out?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. You'll be on with Don and Mike in a second. Okay, the mics are off. Is there a chance that guy knew it was us?
I don't know yet, because, I mean, at the end, I think he knew it was us.
Okay, we'll find out. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know I'm on the air. I mean, listening to myself on accident.
Nah, he knew. All right,
told you not to do that.
How's it going?
He knew all along.
No, he didn't know all along.
He didn't know all along, did
he? He just found out, I bet.
I mean,
it's my fault because I got a cell phone, and it just didn't sound like you guys. So.
So it was about halfway through that you kind of thought you might be on the air?
No, I think it was... Not until we told him to wait to go on the air.
Let's find out. When did you realize you were on the air?
Right when you picked back up.
So, see, it was right at the end, like you thought, Don.
Yeah.
That's right. Dummy. You damn dummy. You Frida. Okay. Yeah. See you later, dude.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Mike, Joe's done some more research for you.
On heart.
You can be a heartmonger. You can join the Heart Fan Club, and it's Heartmonger.
Heartmonger.
You can get the membership card.
I want it.
It's like a Bill O'Reilly deal.
Mm-hmm.
$30 to join the Heartmonger Club.
I think that's totally reasonable.
Sure. So go ahead.
I wish they were touring more.
Here's all I have to say is that you have a birthday coming up in a couple of months, and I'm going to remember your love of the band Heart.
You going to put me in? You going to get me a Heartmonger membership?
No, I'll just buy you all their. I'll buy you all their CDs.
Oh.
Buy you the shirt. You know.
Yeah.
Hello,
okay.
Don and Mike show. Because you love them so.
Yeah, all right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Posters, especially posters of the fat chick you like.
I'll look forward to June 22nd.
Write it down.
That is early, isn't it? That might be my earliest ever.
Get you 12 brand new Heart albums.
Basically a month away.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Is that your birthday?
That June 22nd is my birthday.
I think you might become a heartmonger.
Joe.
Courtesy of one Joe Ardinger.
Hello there. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. Did you hear that the Village Idiot's dead?
Okay, are we walking into a joke here?
No, I swear to God, the Village Idiot, the guy that you reported on a while ago, is dead. He shot himself out of an air cannon and died.
Which Village
Idiot?
We've
had so many on the show. Which guy was this?
What are you calling
the guy that was the official Village Idiot, the guy that won the award.
I think I remember that.
In England?
Yeah, he cut the pig in half with a chainsaw and put him on the bed. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. He's dead?
He's dead. He shot himself out of an air cannon and died.
So they're hiring.
The way this guy says it.
Yeah, I know.
Shut himself out of an air cannon and died.
Yeah. Hold on, he's going to get a prize for that. That's great. That's great news. I mean, it's relevant news.
The VI is gone.
The Village Idiot, a guy that we actually had on the show.
He went out entertaining.
I thought maybe you guys would want to know if somebody actually does pay attention to you guys and doesn't just rash you behind your back.
So did he die on the landing or...